a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Do you ever sing that song with me when I'm singing it? I like people to sing with me. Mm-hmm. And I like people to guess what might be in a box like this. It wouldn't be a real live elephant, would it? That would be too big for a box like this. How do you suppose we'll get into this box? It has two pieces of what on it? Tape. I'll find some scissors. We'll be able to find out what's in there. I want to show you both of these scissors. Two different kinds. This one has points at the end. See that? And this one has rounded ends to it. When I was a boy, I wasn't allowed to use scissors with points because my parents thought I might cut myself with this kind of scissor. Mm-hmm. I was allowed to use this kind, though, ones with the round ends. They were pretty good. In fact, I think we can use these just to slit open this tape. Yep. There. Have any idea what's in here? I think it's things to take to the kitchen. I can show you better out there. Paper cups. What would you think of making with them? Could be an airplane. Could be something else. Could be a megaphone. I'll just put them there. You might have some ideas of what that could be. Look at that spool. Rolls right along. It's all round. I think ribbon comes on spools like that. But look at this one. Is that going to roll the whole way along? Nope. But since it does that, you know what that could be? This is a tongue depressor, you know. Could make a little seesaw out of that. Up and down. Do you call it a seesaw or a teeter-totter? Look at this. Oh, here's some string. These are just some things you might find around the house. In a playground, did you ever see a tire attached to a rope that you could swing on? Lots of stuff here. Boxes. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside, like people. Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Yes, sir. Everybody's fancy. Everybody's fine, Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning.
Hello.
Girls are girls right from the start. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I think you're a special person.
Yes, I do.
And I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I was just thinking, we've really been making some models here, haven't we? Hello. You can make models of anything. You could even make a model of a merry-go-round. Or a museum go-round. Let's get the trolley. Let's use this little one today. That's a model. A model of the trolley. Remember yesterday in the neighborhood of make-believe, Lady Elaine was so angry about King Friday's rule about no play allowed that she just magically moved her museum go-round away to a different neighborhood. What do you think a place would be like where nobody is allowed to play? Not play anything at all. And to think King Friday made that rule because Bob Dog climbed up a ladder to get a ball and he fell down and got hurt. Well, let's make believe some more about all of that. Trolley to the neighborhood of make believe.
But there must be some way to find out where she has gone.
Nobody knows, King Friday. We've checked in Westwood and we've checked at someplace else, and nobody has seen Lady Elaine.
We must call in the police. Missing persons, you know.
Well, if you say so, sire.
Francois Clemens has police training. I suggest that you contact him.
Very good, sire.
Incidentally, handyman.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen anyone playing in the neighborhood?
No, I haven't, sir.
Very good. We must keep that rule to keep our people safe.
I'm sorry you feel that way about it, King Friday.
Well, I do. Now, kindly find Officer Clemens and have him find Lady Elaine.
Yes, sir.
I think I shall go check to see that nobody is playing.
Guess what?
Oh, Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
And what did you wish to convey to me?
I just want you to see how well Bob Dog is doing.
Oh, where is he?
He's just over there. Bob Dog, come here, please.
Hi, King Friday.
Bob Dog, I presume.
Yes, sir. Correct as usual, King Friday. Watch this.
Dancing is play, Bob Dog, and there is no play allowed in this neighborhood.
But Uncle Friday, I thought that as soon as Bob Dog got better, the neighbors would be able to play again.
We do not want any further accidents.
But King Friday, I'm lots and lots and lots better.
It matters not. The rule remains, no play allowed. I must make a tour of the neighborhood to see that there is no playing. Farewell to you both.
Farewell. Oh, Bob Dog, what are we going to do? A neighborhood can't live long without play.
I know, and I'm very sorry.
What are we going to do?
Why don't we ask Lady Elaine?
Haven't you heard the news about her?
What?
As soon as Lady Elaine heard the rule about no play, she moved herself and her museum go round to another neighborhood.
You mean her museum's not over there anymore?
No. You want to see?
Sure. Here, give me a hand.
You see.
Up and down.
like a playground on a wagon. Original sight of Lady Elaine's museum. Prince Chester's But you all are playing.
That's right, Lady Evelyn. We are playing.
What about King Friday's new rule?
Well, I think a lot of Daddy's rules are okay, but this one isn't good for anybody.
Prince Tuesday's right. I nearly got sick from not playing for 2 days. We just have to play, Lady Aberlin.
I know.
I'll bet Lady Elaine is playing wherever she is.
I can just see her now, playing something that's really fun.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
Hold on, Fairchild.
I'm holding on.
Hold on.
Oh,
is this fast enough for you?
This is wonderful. You're a swell player, Barbara.
Thanks, so are you. Boy, I don't know what people do when they can't play something.
Well, we don't have to worry about that here in this play park. How about hide and seek?
Sure.
Okay, you go first.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good place. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Ready or not, here I come. Why, Francois Clemens, as I live and play.
You always know a friend, don't you, Lady Elaine?
I always know you. Welcome to the play park, where everybody's allowed to play.
Thanks. King Friday wants you to come back to the neighborhood of make-believe.
What do you mean? Leave all this fun? Or did the king change his rule?
I don't know about that, but Handyman Negri told me to find you and to ask you to come back.
Aren't you ever going to find me, Fairchild?
Oh, just a minute, dear. Would you go and find Barbara for me? We're playing hide and seek.
Oh, sure.
She's somewhere around here.
You're it.
Francois Clemens, how did you find me?
That's who I am today, a people finder.
A people finder? You sure do that well. Took you long enough.
Sorry, I got busy with neighborhood business.
Are you ready to go back?
Not till I'm sure Friday changes his rule. What's a neighborhood without play? Wait for me, Barbara. Whee! This is wonderful.
I'm just sure Lady Elaine's having a good time wherever she is.
Yeah, I bet so.
Want to play with us, Lady Aberlin and Bob Dog?
Oh, it would feel good to play for a bit. I've really missed it.
Yeah, well, I'd like to, but I think I'll just sing. And you all play, okay?
Okay.
It's a perfectly beautiful day for play. Perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here.
Thanks.
It's a perfectly beautiful day.
It's a perfectly beautiful day
for playing.
A perfectly beautiful day
for staying inside
or outside.
It's a perfectly beautiful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, players, I presume?
Yep.
Correct, as always.
Always.
And what is the meaning of this?
Well,
I'll handle this, everyone.
What do you have to say for yourself, son?
Well, what I have to say is for all of us, Daddy.
Yes?
Most of your rules are very good. We know that you make them to help us.
Yes.
But this rule about not allowing anyone to play is not a good rule.
Why?
We all need to play. We all miss Auntie Elaine and her museum go round.
We just had to play about that.
So we're going to have to find some way to do it no matter what.
Why, Prince Tuesday, how dare you?
I dare because I know that we're right. People need to play, Daddy. People really do.
Do you all agree with the prince?
Yes, well, yes, I mean, yes, you do.
Yes.
I shall consider this and report to you all tomorrow. Farewell.
Farewell.
Farewell,
Daddy.
Farewell,
King Friday.
Cousin Tuesday, we are so proud of
Wasn't
you.
Do you suppose Daddy's mad?
I think he's proud of you, too.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to hurt him, but I did need to tell him what we thought.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's thinking about that right now.
I'm sure he is.
Yes, Charlie, Prince Tuesday thinks the rule of no play allowed is not a good one. You seem to be among the majority. Yes, I shall have more to say about it tomorrow.
Prince Tuesday was a brave boy to talk with his big father that way. But the prince knows that people need to play, and he just had to say so. And so did Anna. She knew too. When you've lost something or someone, or you're missing someone, like Anna was missing Lady Elaine, you feel sad, and you need to play. Well, let's see who that is. Hello? Hi, Joe. Well, sure. Yeah, we always have time for things like that. All right, we'll come right over. Thank you, bye. That's Joe Negri at his music shop. He says, come and hear some special music. Why don't we just take a little time right now and do that, right? Come along to Negri's Music Shop. Tim, how are you?
Mr. Rogers.
Fine,
how are you?
Timmy, how are you? Glad to see you. Why, Joe called and said that they were doing something here. Are they in the back room?
Yes, they're in the rehearsal hall.
Is it all right to go in?
Sure, please, go right in.
Thank you. See you again.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Come over.
Thanks for letting
Johnny,
me know.
Johnny, introduce your friend Lou.
Yeah. This is my friend Lou Schreiber, Fred Rogers.
Nice to meet you, Fred.
Lou, I'm glad to meet you.
We play together. We play two pianos once in a while, and we're here doing a little rehearsing.
Well, you're certainly playing together.
Yeah.
But you're playing the flute, aren't you, Lou?
Yes, among several instruments.
Oh, you play a lot of different instruments.
Yes, piano, saxophone, clarinet.
And did you do that from the time you were a little boy?
Yeah, I started, let's see, my father started me on piano when I was three.
3 years
wow.
old.
Did he really?
Yeah, I started formal lessons at the in the second grade.
I see. Were you always blind, Lou?
Yes, from birth.
And you must be able to hear a lot better than most of us.
That's what most people think. No, that I hear, everyone hears as well as I hear. My sense of awareness might be more acute.
I see. Well,
he can tell. I was standing, and he could tell that I was not sitting.
Or you're sitting now.
Yeah.
Right. Because to my ears, you notice if you put your hand over your ear and leave it, say, 6 inches away from your ear, you can hear what we call obstacle perception. You can hear your hand. Now, John, you can hear it, but there again, it shows a sense of awareness.
Well, can you tell that I'm standing now?
Right. I can tell you're standing.
And what about now?
You're squatting or sitting.
Now, how do you know that? I mean, it comes from a different angle or something, I guess.
Yeah, the tone of your voice is, you know, it's coming from the ground.
I see.
You know, it's not coming from, like, if you were standing, it's coming from there.
But you always did like to play musical instruments.
Always, yeah.
Well, I always liked to hear them. Maybe I could hear you on it.
Let's do one of Fred's tunes. Do you remember that good feeling thing?
Yeah, let's do that one.
Maybe you play a little flute and clarinet on it.
All right.
Four hands on the one piano.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The two of us are going to play a little thing called Fascinating Rhythm for you, Fred. We do this sometime, and you'll start on the lower part of the keyboard, and I'll do the other, right?
I'm going to watch, too.
Yeah. I guess once in a while we get into each other's hands.
Oh, but that's where all the fun comes.
Yeah.
You really like to play together, though, don't you?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Spontaneous fun.
Yeah, that's what it is. And sometimes we surprise ourselves with what we're able to do. I think maybe my idea rubs off on you and yours on mine, and we're able to keep going. We'd go on forever doing this.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it is great fun.
Thank you for that treat.
My pleasure.
See you later, Louie. Yeah.
See you later, Joe.
And thank you, Fred. Nice to see you.
Good to meet you, Lou.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, my friend.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thanks for that treat, Joe.
Okay, I'm sure glad you could come over. I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Can I help you?
Yes, we're looking for some guitars.
Oh, some guitars.
People of any age can play. I really enjoy that. You know, it's not just children who play. Older people play, sometimes play alone, sometimes play together. Both ways are fun. But I must put these scissors back and clean up things in here. We've done a lot of playing ourselves today. You know, there are some things that you want to do all by yourself, and other things that you want to share with somebody else. What do you think King Friday will decide about his rule? He said he'd think about it and report to everyone tomorrow. I wonder how high I could make that. I better put these things away. That's why I thought about that tire and a little playground. You can make up all sorts of fancy things. Do you think Lady Elaine will come back with her museum go-round? You could make up your own stories about the neighborhood of make-believe, or your own neighborhood. It's fun to use your imagination, isn't it? That's play, too. Some of the best kind. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You know what's in here. You always make each day such a special day. You know how, by just your being yourself. I'll be back.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.